My parents were here in the 70s as students from West Africa, Nigeria. And they had me and my brother here. But we emigrated back to West Africa when I was about 4 years old, and my brother was six. So, you know, it's sort of like a clash of cultures when you're that young, just sort of exposed to a different culture. But I grew up there and came back to the States when I was 17. So the story that I've sort of been telling is sort of just sort of a reflection of how I grew up there and sort of like the different troubles that you get into while you were younger and trying to actually make amends for some of the stuff you got into as a kid. So when she actually contacted me and mentioned the idea of a Christmas gift, I was like, oh, here's another opportunity to make amends for you know, my wonderful parents that raised me and my brother, but just the various troubles that I put them through. So I was like, oh, here's another session. I don't know anybody. It's almost like sitting with a therapist, and you can sort of like let it out. So this story actually involved a set of gifts that we got for Christmas, that my family got for Christmas. And one of them was old, which was almost like a family heirloom. And the other one was something brand new. Somebody had visited my parents and bought a brand new boombox for the family. And if you can recall, you know, you have this boombox that has like, you know, has these microphones and you can like, you know, sing karaoke. So it was like a big hit in the family. But we had gotten it for the holidays. So, you know, I spent hours on it. And the second gift was this awesome dish, this embroidered dish that my grandmother had. And it's been in the family forever. And there's like this whole story about the dish, about how she got it. She was like fighting with her sister over it, and she inherited it. But every holiday season, she'll come to the house and just bring her most favorite food in this dish. And of course, at the end of, you know, when everything's done, we have to like clean it and wrap it nicely, and she takes it back. But my mother wanted it. And my mom has two sisters. So there was no way she was going to get it because she wasn't the eldest. But, you know, whenever my grandmother comes, she brings a dish. So that particular Christmas, the Christmas that we got the boombox, my grandmother came as usual, brought the dish. And, you know, we had dinner, and she started to leave. You know, she was walking out the house, but she didn't take the dish with her. And my mother kind of winked at us, and she was like, oh, this is a chance to get it. You know, grandma, grandma forgot the dish. You know, just don't say anything. So my grandmother left, and we all went to bed. It was like piles of dishes in the kitchen. And the house that I grew up in Nigeria, it was a house that my dad built, which were four apartments. We lived in one unit. His brother and his family lived in the other unit. And actually, the upper units weren't completed when we moved in. So normally it's the kids' chores to do the dishes, like the day after, and it was my turn to do the dishes, and my parents went out for the day, and of course I had all the dishes in the sink, and nobody was home. I was just like, oh, the boombox. You know, I could like listen to the music while I'm washing dishes. I went out to the well in the back and drew water, brought it to the kitchen, and the sink is right next to the window. I had everything set up. I had the boombox, brought it into the kitchen with an extension cord, set it on a chair right by the door, and somehow I was like trying to sing and do dishes at the same time, which was, you know, as a 12-year-old, it was preposterous. But I was, like, doing the dishes and somehow tucked too hard on the microphone, and the boombox fell and smashed on the floor. And in the panic, while it smashed, I hit the shelf, the sink, and the dish fell on the other side and smashed. And I grew up in a Catholic family where you don't spare the rod. Like, we don't get, and it's pretty typical growing up in West Africa where your parents just, when you get in trouble, your parents give you, they don't give you a whipping, they give you a flogging. So, and I was like, okay, my dad is going to kill me because he loves this boombox, and my mom is definitely going to kill me because of this dish. And of course, I started crying, and, you know, I was like packing up the broken dishes. I moved the boombox, and all of a sudden I heard the car in the driveway, and I was like, okay, this is it. This is how I die. and I started crying, and went to the front door, and my father was walking in, and my mother was behind her. And my dad was like, what's going on? Why are you crying? And I was like, yeah, I think I saw a snake, like, near the front door. And I think I broke the dish in a panic, and the boombox fell over, and blah, blah, blah. And my mom was walking up behind him, and all my mom heard was the word snake. She took off outside the house, and she was, like, screaming, just panicked. There's a snake in the house, we got to kill it, and blah, blah, blah. And the neighbors came out because they heard the scream. And I'm kind of going, oh, crap, I just lied, and it just ballooned into something else. So the neighbors came out, and they were like, oh, you know, what's going on? And a little aside to the story, like, next door, my uncle, he had a one-year-old that died, like, probably, like, 2 months later, 2 months prior. So, of course, the neighbors heard the scream. They thought something happened, and they all came. And they were like, what's going on? What's going on? My dad was like, oh, we think you saw a snake. And my mom is, like, outside in the street, just, like, frantic. And I think my dad was embarrassed because he was just, like, his, like, 12-year-old, like, crying, you know, because he saw a snake. And his wife is over there, and the neighbors were there. And he kind of was like, and all the neighbors, all the men were like, oh, we're going to get in the house again. He's like, no, everybody go back outside the gate. You know, we're going to find a snake. And, you know, I'm going to make him a tough boy, you know, blah, blah. And I couldn't tell him that it was a lie. And all of a sudden, my mom rode by in a taxi, and she's like, I'm going to be at my grandmother. Am I going to be at my mother's house? And she takes off and, like, leaves for, like, the day. And remember, this is in Africa, and December is pretty hot. My dad takes off his shirt, and, like, he goes, okay, we're going to go in the house and find a snake. So we literally had to take every piece of furniture, one by one, go outside, and is in the room, like, looking, and I'm just crying my eyes out. Like, I can't tell him now. This lie has gone on too long. We went in, like, emptied the house. Of course, there was no snake. Had to put all the furniture back in. Well, mind you, my mother didn't come back home. She was just like, she didn't believe my dad when, you know, he said he found, you know, there was no snake or whatnot. And she didn't come back till, like, New Year's Eve. And she didn't come back voluntarily. My grandmother had to bring her back. That, you know, everything was fine. So as soon as my grandmother walks in with my mom, my grandmother pulled me aside, and she was, and my grandmother is the flogger. Like, when I talk about punishment, you know, you don't want to cross grandma. And she kind of pulled me aside, and she was like, son, let me talk to you. And she pulled me over to a corner, and I was like, okay, she's seen through my lies. She knows. And she goes, you didn't really see a snake, did you? Like, come on, you know, settle with grandma. And I, of course, I started crying again. And she pulled me close, and she, like, held me, and she was like, you know, it's okay. She's like, you know, when a kid dies, like, you know, my cousin next door, which was, like, 2 months earlier, she's like, you know, kids see things. Like, maybe that's what happened. You were, like, kind of stressed, and you thought you saw a snake, right? And I was like, yeah. And she, like, reached in her bag and brought out a bag of candy and gave it to me. Of course, I was, like, racked with guilt. I was like, oh, crap. Like, she thought, you know, she went along with the lie, and I couldn't tell her because I know she'll kill me. But so I didn't tell anything, and I think, as I remember that night, we're sitting in the living room watching the Christmas, the New Year celebration, the New Year's Eve, me sitting wedged between my mother. My mother was, like, holding me tight against her bosom, and I've got a lollipop in my mouth. And my grandmother is sitting there, my dad is sitting over there, and we all had our feet on the coffee table because my mom still thought there was a snake in the house. And I'm yet to tell her and my dad the story, but I think one day after all this therapeutic session, you know, I'll be able to tell her. But that was, like, how I ruined Christmas for my family. So